Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, the National League Football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And here's John Cadogan.
Hello. You've been playing this music ever since we got
spooky music,
the
isn't it, John? This music, John. I always hear it. It's on. They put it on when you go on Instagram and you flick through, like all the little videos and stuff like that. This music is often on the back of it. If it's like someone really high up on something,
skateboarding through it,
or like exactly
crowd or something,
or like someone doing something like really slow and a bit spooky. I just find it annoying.
I feel like I'm on a street at the moment and someone's, you know, when people like walk past you playing their music out loud?
Yeah.
You go, what a
back of a bus,
earth
John.
Are you doing that?
Back of a bus. Yeah. Sort of like a bit of mid-90s garage. Very good, wouldn't it? Very good.
I don't
good.
Like it when I can hear other people's music.
Nor do
I,
John.
Just want to play my music.
Do you know what I hate? Hearing other people having a chat. Thank goodness for headphones. I don't want to hear people's conversations. You.
Not really, no.
Sometimes it's like, I'm into that one. If I just catch, like, if I'm on my own, I'm on the train, I don't want to hear them, John. I'm not interested.
No.
It's the reason I'm not their friend. Reason I'm not with them. It's headphones. I mean, but then we all start not listening to each other, John, all start closing ourselves off.
Where does that leave us?
Where does that leave us? Just not interacting with anybody else.
Yeah. It's a very deep start, isn't it?
I know, John. I've read a good quote this week, which was, it's a Dolly Parton quote. I put it on my Twitter and my Instagram, which was I can't remember it. Let me just try and read it. It's a Dolly Parton quote.
Right.
As always, she's absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
Dolly Parton. There's that music again.
Oh God.
I can't get it off it, John. Hold on. No.
This is real granddad stuff here.
Like an old man. Nope. Here we go. Nope. Here it comes. Any minute now. Nope. That's not it.
Oh, God,
this is not award-winning. Hold on a minute. Right. Any minute? No, that's not it.
Come on.
How do I get to that bit on my story? Here it is. Find out who you are and do it on purpose.
That's quite nice.
That is, I think, a secret to many, many things, John.
It's to find out who I am.
And in this, that's the key, you see?
Yeah.
And that is the key. Exactly. I think people find out who they are later in life or if they're artistic or have particular troubles and need to rely on themselves more, they find out who they are pretty early.
Yeah.
I think one of the secrets to life is that. Find out who you are.
Who are you?
I think I'm getting there, John.
You reckon you worked it out?
I feel like I'm at the moment in my life, I feel like I'm about as...
You're in a groove.
About as myself as I've ever been.
Yeah.
Which is a nice
thing to do, but it's you've good. Got to find out who you are. And I think footballers should do that as well. Find out who they are and do it on purpose. Find out what sort of team you are and then do it on purpose. Are you a long ball team? Are you a football silky skills team?
Are you Maidenhead?
Are you Maidenhead?
Taking six goals?
And are you doing that on purpose?
Sometimes score skeven.
You can score skeven if you want.
You score skeven.
Are you one of those people who can speak backwards, John? Maybe that's who you are.
Yeah, maybe that's me. Yeah, and maybe today is where I find out who I am. And I'm the bloke who talks backwards all the time.
I think that music, John, that music has given us a philosophical start to the show.
It has been very, I feel almost sort of zen-like.
Good idea. I'm into it, John. Yeah. I'm into it. If anyone else has got anything they'd like to do, I think it's because we saw John Pienaar picking
his
nose.
Oh, now he's having a big old yawn.
He can't give a shit about this show. Look at him rubbing his eyes, picking his nose.
We're in the middle of Boris Johnson's press conference at the moment, and look at him. God, he's tired, John.
He is tired.
Look at him rubbing his eyes.
He's had enough. I've never seen... Look at his lovely hands, God. John. Look at his lovely hands.
He moisturises. Oh, he's going to drop off in
a minute. They are media hands, John. They have never done a day's work in their life, John. Next time... A double pick. He's found out who he is, and he's doing it on purpose. He is a nose picker. John, it's the podcast of the National League.
It is.
It's the National League podcast. And it's called The National Obsession. We're here. What's coming up in it, John?
Let's work it out. So we have lots of
National League letters.
Why do I keep saying that at the moment? National League.
You're out of practice, John. Maybe it's that.
Maybe I need to do a few la 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 la.
Yeah, a bit of warm up. Find out who you are, John, and do it on purpose.
I know who I am. An absolutely terrible broadcaster.
I don't think you are.
Never
John.
Got any better.
I think you're a big talent.
What else have we got? So lots of National League news to come.
Loads of that.
I think we're going to check in with John Pemberton.
Yep.
He's the world's unluckiest manager.
He's got a new venture though, John.
Former Chesterfield manager.
Sounds
had a very
good.
Unlucky spell there.
Very unlucky.
Last we spoke to him, he was in charge of the shipping container that blocked the Suez Canal.
Yes, he was.
Which was a bit unfortunate.
She was called, John, the for 10
Evergreen.
Points. The Evergreen. Very nice. Evergreen. Are all shipping containers named after Barbara Streisand songs? Is there a shipping container somewhere called Papa, Can You Hear Me?
The good boat, Rain on My Parade.
Yes. Are they all there?
So what else have we got? Yeah, Pembo has got a new venture, so we'll chatting
to him, yeah. We'll check in with him, won't we, John?
John
Pembo. We've got a little song, haven't we, John, after the FA Trophy draw?
Tonbridge Angels away for the Mighty Goals.
Got a lovely song for them.
Been in the studio for that. And I think everything's been waiting for. They're judging for round two of the FOF games.
It's not really judging, is it? It's just...
Well, no.
Just whoever's... Stepped up to the plate.
We're very close though because this is, I presume, the quarterfinal.
Yeah,
it's got the semi-final.
Yeah, and then the final. We know exactly what the final's going to be, don't we, John? Exciting,
very exciting,
very exciting. Really requires probably the two or one person left to be doing what we're doing. Otherwise, no one wins, and it just rolls on to next year.
Nobody wins.
Rolls over to next year.
The jackpot.
Rolls over to next year. The 20 quid rolls over.
And a trophy.
There
will be a trophy.
Exactly. There will be a trophy and 20 quid. Exciting. Good, John. Let's get on with the National League news, shall we?
Come on, then.
I'm going to do it, John. I'm going to read it out to you. Scores out, all that sort of thing.
Right.
Altrincham 1, Southend 2. An early goal,
Southend,
wasn't it?
It was early
Reece
goal.
Murphy, early goal, was it, John?
Yeah, Southend. The first time they've won away from home since the first game of the season. So they finally picked up a win on the road.
Here we
Big
are.
One for them. Sam Dalby. Also scored. Never any hiss. When he speaks.
Terrible start to Christmas for Altrincham Gene, of course. There.
Really bad start. Although, has Christmas actually started yet?
Not in my head.
15
John,
marks.
But my wife and daughter and son insist that they're allowed to watch Christmas films from about September, October. Far too early.
I bought a Christmas tree yesterday.
Oh, did you? So that's, well done.
That was, the 29th of November?
It's early, isn't it? You're allowed to. Will there be a Christmas story this year, John?
There will be a Christmas story,
I know a lot of people look forward to it.
I know, I can confirm. Oh. There will be a Christmas story.
Are you going to tell us what the basis is? Or?
No, I'm not, no.
A Christmas cure, remember that one?
I have gone back and had a listen to the others just to remind
just
myself.
Just remember of the level.
Yeah. What we've, I've only got to better that.
Find out who you are and do it on purpose.
There was a Christmas Cool. There was the Nat Obstivity.
Yep.
There was Rodney Jack and the Beanstalk.
That was a good
which was... And then I think there might have been one other that I'm missing. Not sure.
No one else is missing them.
I feel like I missed that one.
Grimsby v Boreham Wood was postponed, John. Why is that? The
that
weather?
Was off weather. There was a Boreham Wood fan in this office who got all the way from Boreham Wood to 10 minutes away from Grimsby and then... Game off.
Ref came on, rolled the ball, didn't roll anywhere.
Yeah.
Nothing. So what did he do? Did he go to another
round
game?
No.
Yeah. You go to another game. You're going to do that. You could have gone Scunthorpe.
I went to Mansfield on a Tuesday night once to watch the Mighty Yellows and it was iced off.
Oof.
10 minutes before.
On the iced off.
Yeah. I think maybe I know he listened to this book. I think Martin Gritton was playing that night. I think it was that team.
Good old Martin. Kingslyn nil. This is Ian Culverhouse's last match in charge. I'm working off memory here, John.
This is
things
great.
I've picked up. Kings Lynn nil, Aldershot won. That's Aldershot's third win in
third
a row,
win in
John.
A row.
I actually know about the National League.
You really know some facts.
It's really good, isn't it? Kings Lynn nil, Aldershot won. Who scored, John? I don't know who scored that.
Alfie Whittingham.
Alfie Whittingham. Is anything to do with Guy Whittingham?
It's his son. Yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
Well, there we are. It's in the family, isn't
Pompey
it?
Pompey legend Guy Whittingham's
Kings
Lynn, son.
Nil. I'm really hoping Kings Lynn really slump.
8 defeats in a row.
Yeah, good.
For Kings Lynn. And yes, that was the end of Ian Culverhouse's reign at Kings
them.
Lynn.
Need
3 wins in a row for
Aldershot,
as you say. So Aldershot lifting themselves a little out of trouble.
Yeah, pretty good. Torquay 2, Halifax 3, which is a really sort of the score disguises the story of the match, doesn't it? That doesn't sound like we were right in the first half. And then Halifax just played really good football.
That sounds like Aldershot. We had quite a decent first half Aldershot and then just didn't come out for the second half. Yeah. Sounds like we lost the plot.
Got to find out who they are, John, and do it on purpose.
Do it on purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're still 1-0 down at the break, but it sounds like they were okay in the first half, didn't it? But
one of the Halifax goals, one of the Halifax goals was excellent.
A rocket.
Absolutely excellent build-up play and everything. Really
Billy Waters
good.
Scored. Made,
yeah, I won 40
quid. Money. 40 quid.
Won 40 quid, John. Do you win any money on Billy
I
Waters?
I couldn't find the bit where you could choose a goal scorer.
John.
I couldn't find it.
No, I didn't. I went in. Went to a shop.
Oh, did you?
Let me ask. So, but I bought with that money, Weymouth away tickets.
Beautiful.
For Saturday. So I'll be there on Saturday.
Lovely.
Looking forward to it. Wildston 1, Stockport 4.
Yeah.
Dave Challoner has got them scoring goals.
He has.
John, he's got them seemingly very confident.
Ollie Crankshaw hat-trick. Sounds like a part from a car.
It does. It does indeed. A Crankshaw.
Need your Crankshaw replacing.
I'm afraid Crankshaw's gone, mate.
You know what that is?
It's going to cost you.
Your Crankshaw's gone.
Can I get the part of eBay? No. Stockport might win the league, John.
They are suddenly looking the business, aren't they? But they've got
we did
a long,
say,
they're still
pre-season.
Got a way to catch up, but it's very early days.
They were our call, weren't they, pre-season?
I've absolutely no idea.
I think so. We need to go back over
I
that,
think we
actually.
Should do, really. Let's do a halfway point.
We need to do that,
yeah. Listen to that.
Woking 1, yes. Barnet 2. Terrible for Woking, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lose to little old Barnet.
Little old Barnet. Again, this office is full of National League fans. Speaking to a Woking fan earlier. They released a player and then he signed for Grimsby a day later.
Oh.
And he thought they should have got a fee for him. He was annoyed.
Didn't know, right.
Maguire drew. Somebody Maguire drew.
They drew, did they? Are they a team? What are they in?
Like Her Game 2, Torquay Hill.
Great joke, John. Tell everyone it again. It was very good. You said, Her Game 2, Torquay Hill. Beautiful
joke. Nice, isn't it?
Really lovely. The best joke you've ever done and you just tried to gloss over it.
I just threw it away.
Unbelievable.
Game 2, Torquay Hill.
Tavone Campbell, was it scored for Woking?
He didn't,
good.
No. Oh. No, it wasn't. Joe Maguire.
Oh, they scored Jordan, after 2 minutes.
Jordan Maguire drew. There you go. Jordan Maguire drew.
Cuthbert Dibble Crump. There we are. Wrexham 2, Bromley 0, looking good. Wrexham and beating Bromley.
Suddenly picked up. That's a tough little game as well there. But Bromley were down to 10 men after 8 minutes.
Mullin again scored their winner, who does look like a very good signing. But of course he is, because he was top scorer in League 2 and he's playing in League 1.
You'd be disappointed if he wasn't.
You know, so... But yeah, I just have to, as I always say, they can't all go up, John.
No.
They can't all go up. It's so exciting that we see who's not gone up at the end of the season. Bromley, a little bit of a wobble since their manager possibly going to Hartlepool.
Only a little bit,
When are Hartlepool going to say who their manager
is? They're really holding on to it, aren't they?
Holding out for a hero, isn't they? Holding out for Gary Johnson, John?
I shouldn't think so at the moment.
So. You never know. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe.
Yeovil won. Dover won. I mean, come on.
Terrible result for Yeovil. Dover nearly got that first win the season, and Yeovil got late-ish equaliser.
Shocker. Yeah. A shocker for them. Notts County 2, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. Dagenham and Redbridge, the slump continues.
The slump really does continue. They're down to 10th and 4 points off the playoffs, having played a game more than most as well. So they really are, yeah. They're really struggling at the moment.
Really, really are. That is all the results from Saturday. John, so we have a look at the table in the National League. The top is Chesterfield on 36 points. Boreham Wood, 35. Halifax, 33, after giving us a shoeing. Grimsby really dropped off, haven't they?
One win in five.
Well, I mean,
obviously their game is cooled off.
But... yeah, but they've only got a game in hand on Notts County, who've played all the games, with 32 points. Notts County, 32 points, climbing the table steadily. Bromley are on 31, and Wrexham climbed into the playoff places on 30 points. Stockport just outside on goal difference on 30 points also. Rest of the rest goes Solihull, Moors, Dagenham and Redbridge, Yeovil, Altrincham, Woking, Eastleigh, Barnet, Wealdstone, Torquay, Aldershot, Weymouth, Maidenhead on 14, Southend in the bottom three on 14, Kingsland on 8, Dover on minus 8. Just got to get it together, John.
The table is now sort of beginning to kind of shake up the way you'd expect it to. And the teams that have the money are finally... sort of catching up Stockport's, Wrexham, someone that had a crap start and they're finding their feet.
Yeah, through line from last season with their players and their management. You know, they are sort of giving it a good go. There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. Now, very excited to welcome back to the show a guest we've had in previous episodes and has been a National League manager and... often has other new business ventures, and delighted he's here now. It's John Pemberton. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello. Hello, everybody. Nice to be back here on the podcast. A chance to get my name back out there and, explain my philosophy.
Yeah.
And
bad luck at Chesterfield.
We had a bit of bad luck. That's just the way it goes.
You seem to be there before they were allowed to spend 100 grand on a striker, John.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we didn't have a frost cover. We weren't allowed to spend 100 grand on a player, sort of thing. Couldn't defend to save our lives, couldn't score, couldn't pass.
But
the frost cover, would have helped, obviously. Yeah. But that's just football, that's the way it went. They chose to go in a different direction
to
me.
What's your new gig?
I was last at in the Suez Canal.
Oh yeah.
Learning to become a cargo ship pilot. No, that didn't end so well either, but that can happen. And now I've been...
Bit of bad luck.
I've been asked by the guys at NASA to come in.
Good bunch of lads.
Yeah, just on a short-term contract down at the Houston... Kennedy Space Centre. That's what I was looking for.
You almost had a problem there with Houston.
The Kennedy Space Centre there.
Yeah.
And they've just brought me in on a short-term contract.
Oh, yeah.
To head up a little project they're doing, basically seeing
a bit of arm around the shoulder with the scientists.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You know, look, the guys just need a bit of a pick me up. You know, the scientists there just need a bit of positivity. Just need me to come in, just pick results up a little bit.
Yeah.
And their aim at the moment is to try and blast an asteroid, see if they can destroy an asteroid.
Okay.
By launching a sort of missile into space to blow it up.
And it sounds
just as a bit of a trial.
Sounds something quite mathematics based, so they will have worked it out to within an inch of its life to.
Yeah, exactly. And all it needs is me to just come in, oversee that. It's more sort of a little bit of man management, really. Yeah. You know, come in and really sort of pick the guys up.
Yeah.
I got started. Yesterday on that. Yeah.
And how's it gone?
We've had a little sort of an early setback, really. if you want to know the full details, we've actually managed to divert an asteroid straight into the Earth's path.
Oh.
Rather than blow it up.
Oh, the opposite of what you were employed to do.
Yeah, you know, but look, that's modern day astrophysics. That can happen.
An early
setback, but look, you know, we're hoping to recover it, before the Earth gets completely obliterated.
Okay, I mean, so what's the next steps?
Well, look, the next steps is really, look, roughly we're looking at, you've got sort of around about 9 or 10 hours to probably completely evacuate the planet before we all face complete extinction.
Okay.
And look, I can't lie, that's disappointing.
Have you been given any money to do this, or...?
No, that's what we're up against here at the Kennedy Space Centre. You know, the budget's been cut. current administration aren't backing space exploration, and so I'm working with one arm tied behind my back.
Yeah. Literally.
So, literally tied behind my back.
Maybe that's not helped.
No, look, it didn't help, and it might be why I, you know, sort of fired some of the wrong equipment somewhere. I don't know. We'll have to look at that. We've got analysis, and you know, we'll go into that. We'll do our scouting. Yeah. We'll do our research. Don't worry about that. But you know, that's just the way it goes. That's modern day space exploration, and you know, look, we're just hoping to pick it up for the next asteroid.
Good luck at Mars Away.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and the FA Trophy's been drawn.
Yeah.
Lovely to still be in the FA Trophy, isn't it, John? Not bitter at all about still being in the FA Trophy.
No, I had forgotten about it, if I'm being honest.
I know
platform it anyway, but I'd forgotten to even know platform it.
We'll be going December the 18th. I will be at Tonbridge Angels, who we have drawn.
Lovely.
Made us think of this, didn't it, John?
It did.
I sit and wait. Simon Mather, he decides our fate. We'll never know why he disallowed the goals at Ashton Gate. Bitter and cold, no salvation from the Lucas head. So now we're knocked out of the cup, a long way from going up. All the hope from us has bled. It's Tonbridge Angels instead. And through it all, it's altered my perception of late goals with deflections. Yellow Army is my call. Block Jorgensen is tall. Wherever Torquay take me, they do their best to break me. Didn't sign Luke Waterfall. Don't Ashton Gate me. It's Tonbridge Angels instead.
I'm filling up.
That's it. A bit high for me it was, John.
Quite high, but I
went for it, but I haven't done any warm-ups or anything.
Luke Waterfall.
Luke Waterfall's a player, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite obscure,
I think we were going to sign him. I just wanted a National League reference.
Really nice.
There we are. Good
beautifully
stuff, John.
Done.
There it is. What a sad,
quite
what a
emotional.
Sad song.
It was very sad.
It is Tonbridge Angels instead.
It was.
There we are.
Wasn't as happy as Calvin Kalala. That's still my favourite one.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
That was a good one. Sometimes wonder, wears
how
gloves.
How was the court case going with
Calvin? I don't know. Maybe that's why we're so crap. Gary's preparing his own legal case.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
We got some letters.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah, we got some letters.
Yeah,
well,
boy. What's
and
on?
Not so much letters as a few people barring out, really.
Oh,
all
why,
the Foffs
John?
Can talk about at the moment is the Voff games.
It's all
Voff
they want,
the year.
Voff games. It's taken over the
They've
nation.
They've seen the monetary prize at the end of it and really bought into it.
20 quid on, John.
Well, let's kick off with Andy Charles, who was still in a competition, but then never submitted a drawing of Andy Hessenthaler last week. So he knocked
Andy.
Him out. He says, the dream is over. Second round isn't bad, that. I mean, Andy, you didn't actually even make it to the second round, to be honest, because you
didn't
even
bother.
Submit one.
Didn't even bother.
But there was a reason why no picture of Andy Hessenthaler transpired last week, and it all comes down to the profanity principle. Three times in my 42 years of following Torquay, I've been sworn at directly by
directly.
Opposition.
Doing it directly.
Or be there directly. 42 years of following Torquay, have I been sworn at directly by opposition players and or managers? And Mr. Hessenthaler
directly.
Is one of those. Having called me a stupid fat pr*** after a Jean-Pierre Sim masterclass at Gillingham's Priestfield one evening. Therefore, he's dead to me.
Andy,
in fact, being in charge
at Dover...
What are
you saying to the man?
Being in charge at Dover makes it perfect, as I can detest him to my heart's content. Yeah, exactly. What happened?
I've never been shouted at by a...
By a manager?
By a manager. Maybe
no.
I'm not as passionate as Andy is the thing.
We know Andy. I can't imagine Andy getting...
I can't imagine him at all.
Getting in Hessenthaler's ear.
Unbelievable.
Maybe he was, I don't know.
He's got Hessenthaler rattled.
John Pearson was a... a cracking player, though. So I can imagine he really wound Hasantalo
up. He was a bit of a joke, right? But I bet he'd be good in the National
League.
He
was occasionally incredible.
There we are.
Anyway, Andy says, so please, no ideas here of making 2022 and or 2023 rounds about Brighton's Darren Freeman. Brackets, grabbing genitals gesture and call me a f***ing fat asshole. Or Dwayne Darby, whose reaction to me and many others calling him Judas when playing for Russian and Diamonds might break the Natol's bleep machine.
Oh.
Best of luck to those who remain in the competition on the ice. Martin Rice in the bay, in the bin. Andy Charles.
Yeah. Oh, well, Andy, it was a great letter.
A beautiful
letter
to
show why you're an excellent foff.
Andy, really lovely. Very, very good. John Greenwood, too, gets in touch. Now, John Greenwood also got knocked out by Betty, Judge Betty, last week.
She's
the gavel.
Judge and executioner.
Unfortunately, John Greenwood too went, and John Greenwood is a Halifax fan though, so maybe Betty knew what she was
picked
doing.
Picked up on it.
He writes this before the game and said, obviously, the mighty Showman travelled down to you tomorrow and I was going to offer some words of hope, optimism and best wishes for a good season. That was until Betty the executioner got involved with the foff judging, reversed your original decision and discarded my craggy cliff face Andy Hasantalo to the dustman of entries. She is ruthless.
She is.
Because we put her through initially and then Betty came on. Absolutely not.
There we are. That's just how it is, isn't it?
So in light of that, I hope that Torquay dominate the possession stats, but Billy Waters scores a Gary Time winner to send us home to Yorkshire with all 3 points up the shame and all the best, John Greenwood,
well,
too.
I like Halifax, and I hope they do really well, John. So
I can't bring myself to hate them. I like it as a place. Well, it's a nice place.
Good place, good players.
Peace
I like Billy
the
Waters.
Peace hall in Halifax, beautiful.
No, other than falling over when he took our penalty.
But apart from that. Mark Hepworth gets in touch as well. Now, Mark Hepworth did make it through.
Glapwell Gladiators.
The Glapwell Gladiators. He did make it through, but he simply titles the subject of the email, out. Hepworth goes on to say,
out.
On the ice. Unfortunately, this is where my foff game ends.
No. I don't know if you can retire yourself.
He says, unfortunately, this is where my foff game ends. I was best man at my mate's wedding on Thursday. I've been poorly in bed since and won't be able to get out and do the Vanarama challenge. It's a shame as I was planning on going to Chesterfield FC and gain access by pretending to be James Rowe, talking about second contact deep entries and first phases. Luckily,
the fifth phase stock take.
The fifth phase stock. Luckily, our Sunday game was cancelled this weekend as our opponents couldn't field a team. So an easy 3 points without leaving the house. Yes. Take care, guys, and Gary, retrust. And Mark's gone.
Is this
bowed out.
Sort of attitude that makes me think Glapwell Gladiators need to look for a new gaffer.
If not, there's no great commitment there from Mark.
No gumption there.
No.
He's pleased he didn't have to play. Pleased he got the 3 points without playing. Pleased he didn't have to play himself. Saying he was poorly in bed.
So look, this is me deleting.
Wow.
Mark Hepworth on the list still to come.
Can we just say as well, you are still foffs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Mr. Garley got in touch.
I saw Mr. Garley say that.
Got in touch and he said, since you've turned your back on me and thrown me out of the foffs, you're not thrown out.
You're just out of the running for the foff games. Which is fine, Mr. Garley. But
exactly.
You are out of the running, I'm afraid. Nick French finally gets in touch with one. Nick French wasn't in the running for foff of the year. He's not a foff. Although this could be...
Why is he not a foff?
It might well be the second time he's been in touch. It is the second time.
Okay.
So he's circling.
I can't remember his first letter, but let's hear this one, John.
He says, bonjour, gentlemen. Sorry to bring up Torquay United. I know you don't like to focus your attention on any one team, but it's become apparent that this is a transition season for Gary. Not that kind of transition, he says.
Well, last week.
Anything is possible.
Do what you
I
like.
Hear you're a trans now.
Whatever makes you happy.
But it did make me wonder.
Find out who you are and do it on purpose.
Well, it did make me wonder when I read and heard some disturbing Johnson out messages on social media. I'm not sure that getting our Johnsons out right now would help the situation at all.
That would be good on me.
But my question is.
Let's do that. That, everyone, just their knobs out at Weymouth away.
Johnson's
out, half time.
Are there any other X-rated calls for footballers? At a National League level, I can only really think of the headlines that don't make for family-friendly reading whenever Michael Gash has a particularly poor game.
Dix, isn't it? It's Julian Dix, isn't it?
Julian Dix.
Dix out.
Can't think of any at a National League level?
No, not offhand, no. I mean...
Ian Cutts.
Of course, there is Gary Cunt, his brother. Remember them. They played for
the
over. Big lower league guys.
Well, of course, you can't really go much further than Cunt brothers, actually.
A bit we can never, ever do.
What a shame.
A lot of bleeping really there. Real shame. Really good fun. Anyway, Nick says, on the ice, Steve Both, and I look forward to more of John's commentator curses on Talkie Radio following his one goal could win it here at Aldershot last
week. You were right, John. You were excellent on the TUFC radio.
But, yes, true. I do have a habit of doing that.
Well,
apologies.
That's how it is, isn't it?
Call it as you see it.
Right, so is that it, John? All the people pulling out?
That's it. So
pulling their Johnsons out.
Shall we go through the entries for Foff of the Year?
Yes, here it comes. It's Foff of the Year.
I love this.
Shout out to all the Foffs. Shout out to the Woolen Stand.
Go.
Family Stand. In the house. Cedric Munslow.
Cedric? Unnecessarily posh.
Dave Thomas. Let's go.
Frank Prince. This one goes out to Frank Prince. Anyway, right.
Yo! Presto! Okay. Here we go. Yes. John, tell me about all the pictures we've been sent and who they're from.
Let's go through what we have. Clive Haywood gets in touch.
Oh, Matty Haywood's dad. Yeah.
Matty Haywood's dad. He says, I'm about to walk up the hill to watch Talkie versus Billy. And I thought I'd drop you a line about Joe Lewis at Aldershot. If he does nothing else in a black and white shirt, his S Halesery on Tuesday needs to be celebrated. As he picked up Aldershot's towel that they were using to
wipe
the ball, threw it into the away end during the match so they couldn't find the ball. Lovely, Mark, Joe.
Well done, Joe.
As requested, I attached Rebetti's attention. Betty's not judging this week.
No, not this week.
She's off this week. I attached Rebetti's attention a picture of myself, a van, and a Rama.
Oh, lovely.
There
it is. Well, he's gone like a dingbat on it, John.
So there's the van.
Van.
There's Clive.
Okay.
With baby Matty.
Matty, I was trying to keep Matty in it. He's actually out.
And a Rama. And a the Hindu goddess.
Very clever, John. Does it count?
I think so. I reckon so.
Okay.
Sir Clive Haywood.
You're still in.
Sir Clive, you're in. Sir Clive.
Sir Clive
Haywood. Sir Clive Haywood.
You're in.
You're in. Like Sir Clive Sinclair.
Sir Clive Sinclair. So rest in peace.
Haywood C5. Daisy Seller. gets in touch.
Ultra
on the ice.
Jean.
Here I am in a bad mood after losing at home to Southend. Hope you put your tenner on Billy Waters scoring.
Yes. Yeah, get your money on it.
And there she is with a Vanarama team sheet.
Oh, lovely, lovely stuff. Very good, Daisy Seller.
Daisy Seller.
And Jules Nixon said this week that he likes Altrincham Jean. Nice to see, actually, Jules, if Jules is listening. It was nice to see him relax, just kicking back on Sunday and having a couple of drinks.
He learned it, didn't he? Get to Sunday, have a few drinks.
Yes, exactly. Look, you work all week.
What else we had? Tom Kelly.
Oh, still in, is he?
Here's Tom Kelly, sends us a Vanarama picture. It's his Vanarama Volunteer of the Year award. Volunteer of the Month. Volunteer of the Month. February 2021.
Lovely stuff. Well done, Tom. Did you know you were a volunteer? Because that's always the worry with the Volunteer of the Year.
Yeah.
You were expecting to get paid. There we are. Well done, Tom.
So, Tom, I think
Tom's still in.
Instantly in. The award-winning Tom Kelly. We're all winning awards this week, it seems. Not for me. Who else has been in touch? Tibbs Ashton.
Tibbs.
Now, Tibbs says, Vanarama hasn't made it to Ireland, sadly, but they are vital to protecting young Esme, which is his newly born baby's online anonymity. And he sends us a picture with his baby, Esme, the head blanked out by a Vanarama image.
Ah, I love that, Tibbs. Very, very good. Because I'm all for keeping people off social media.
Yeah. So Tibbs is in.
Tibbs is in, of
Tibbs
course.
Makes
yes,
it through.
Lovely stuff.
And Kelvin Aplin says, here's my entry. Rewatching the penalty shootout from Ashton Gate. Kelvin.
Instant dismissal, I'm afraid, Kelvin. You are out.
And you can just make out Vanarama on the TV.
I'm afraid.
Kelvin out.
It's too depressing, Kelvin.
Kelvin Outland.
It's a huge mistake. This is to take minds off the fateful
Kelvin,
day.
You've done it. I mean, look, in the picture, he is
the
clearly...
The Ashton fate.
He's got a tissue and a tissue box.
What he does in his own time is up to him. Dirty boy. Keep that to yourself.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Is that it, John? And Jane Kelly?
No. We've got John Greenwood. Here
all
he
right,
is.
Yeah.
Eyes right, he says, my guest appearance alongside the Vanarama logo. Now, John, this is John Greenwood 1.
Yeah.
It's the Talkie United team with the Vanarama South trophy.
Lovely.
And John Greenwood has photoshopped himself onto one of the players.
It's not actually him out with it, is it?
I think that's John Greenwood
John,
out.
Fare thee well. Sashay away.
Sashay away. And Jane Kelly. I think, has also sent us hers.
I think she did a cake, didn't she, John?
Jane Kelly, it was, I think it was her birthday.
Her birthday or Tom's birthday, one of the two.
She says that 30th birthday cake for
Fox 30. I think it's Jane's birthday then, not to be rude. Not being rude.
No, not to be rude. A lovely cake though, look at this.
If so, happy birthday, Tom, on the ice.
The effort. Footballs on the cake, a blue and yellow cake, loads of footballs,
oh,
loads of 30s.
And there's a bit of Vanarama in there.
On the cake,
lovely.
I think Jane makes it in for
in.
That.
So only a couple have fallen there, John.
So is a few, it? Well, a few have fallen.
Well, if we're going on the Photoshop is out,
yeah.
Tibbs Ashton is out.
Well, okay.
So that's Photoshopped in.
Yeah.
And he's, I'm afraid it's just harsh, John.
Okay.
It's hard. Tibbs gone. Out. Anyone else with the Photoshop there, John?
No, that's it. So people who didn't contact us or send anything.
Out.
Rich Mills.
Out.
Gone. Never heard from Rich.
Out.
Dave Tame.
Out.
Which is a shame because Dave's effort with Hessenthaler was very, very good.
How hard it is.
He's gone. And Lee Cloak, who sent us a tweet saying, oh, b***.
Which I think
and realised he missed the
deadline. Thankfully it wasn't
missed
a picture
of
Vanarama on his b***.
So, I believe that leaves us with the final four.
Oh, no, John.
I think we've lost six there.
Can't be down to four. Someone's going to ring us. I mean,
we've got rid of a few.
I don't trust your spreadsheet. But look, maybe that is it.
I think this is it. I think we're down to...
Who are the final four then, John?
Tom Kelly.
Okay.
Clive Haywood. Daisy Seller.
Sir Clive Haywood.
Daisy Seller.
Altrincham Jean.
And Jane Kelly. The final four.
The
so two Kellys, Sir Haywood and Altrincham Jean. It is all to play for.
Next week, next Tuesday, we will be contacting you, the final four, ringing you.
Yeah.
And doing a short interview with you on next week's episode of the Natops Pod. We'll be contacting you between 4 and 5 next. And it'll be a 3-minute interview, John. Each.
Yeah, not like an interview, like a sort of radio interview, like a job interview.
Like, have you seen The Apprentice? Imagine
it's
we're
the apprentice, Claude. It's the interview stage. You're Claude. That Scottish bloke who turns up.
Exactly.
Can you please ready your National League CV detailing your experience and
favourite pastimes, etc. All those things.
You will have 3 minutes where we will.
If we call you and you don't answer or you're not in, that is you out.
Yeah.
So please somebody answer.
So yeah, there we go.
There we are. That'll be next week.
Exciting.
Next Tuesday between 4 and 5. Be around.
Certainly is.
Well done. Thank you for everyone who wrote in.
Well
we
done.
We love getting your letters. What's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. Thank you very much, everyone.
At NatObsPod. Get your DMs. Lovely tweeting all the time. Absolutely smashing. I think that's it for this week, is it,
that's
John?
That's your lot.
Oh, what a lovely, lovely week.
Lovely.
Enjoy your National League. Weymouth away. I will be there. Sitting in the stand. I was going to stand up, but it was cold when I booked the tickets.
Got bad toe as well.
I got me bad toes back, John. There it is. On the ice, dude!
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.